Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
What in the world is a MacGuffin? All right, I'll give you a hint. It's not the thing you want to order in the morning at McDonald's. That's a McMuffin, and it's quite delicious. But a McMuffin could be a MacGuffin based on the movie, if it was a really strange movie. So welcome to Free For All Friday here on the Council of Trent podcast. I'm your host, Catholic Answers apologist and speaker, Trent Horn. And today we are talking about a plot device, plot trick, element that occurs in a lot of films. And that would be a MacGuffin. You've probably never heard of the term. You might have heard it thrown around here or there. But as I describe it, you'll be able to say, oh yeah, I know that from this movie and from that movie. So that's what we're going to talk about today, because on Monday and Wednesday, we talk apologetics, theology, we talk all things related to the Catholic faith and how to explain and defend our true, good, and beautiful Catholic faith. But on Friday, it's Free For All Friday. I talk about whatever I want to talk about. And so today, I want to talk about MacGuffins, because I've been catching up on movies with Laura, helping her to dive back into the classics. I think she's watched a lot of these like a long time ago. Once we get the kids down for bed, it's like, all right, we are out of energy. So what do? Go on Amazon Prime. What's included for free? Though I actually did a free trial for Showtime. Awesome, because that free trial, I think it ends at the end of August. So I set like two alarms on my phone. Cancel free trial of Showtime, end of August. Because that's an adult win, right? You sign up for a free trial of something, enjoy it. Yeah, this is fine, but I wouldn't pay for it. And then you remember to cancel. I want to say a third of people fail to cancel their free trial subscriptions. So it's kind of like gambling. It's like the house usually wins in some form. But we were watching Raiders of the Lost Ark. No, so we're going through the Indiana Jones trilogy. And that is one, by the way, Raiders of the Lost Ark is a movie where Indiana Jones, I used to say he had no effect on the plot. I think he does a little bit. But overall, it seems like the movie would turn out the same way no matter what Indiana Jones does. So spoiler alert for Raiders of the Lost Ark. I think it's like 1981, 82. But it's been 40 years. You've been warned. They're looking for the Lost Ark of the Covenant. And everything Indy does doesn't really change anything. He finds out where the Ark is. It gets stolen from him. He tries to steal the Ark back. It gets stolen back again. They end up going, and the Nazis open the Ark on this remote place. They all get their faces melted, and Indy doesn't, and that's the end, and the Ark ends up at Area 51 or at a big government warehouse. But everything Indy did, even if he just checked out halfway through the movie, it still would have ended the same way. The Nazis would have gotten their faces melted, and that's the end of it. He's actually somewhat passive, if you look at it. But back to the subject of today, what is a MacGuffin? A MacGuffin is something that gets, now even defining it is hard, but it's something that gets the plot moving. I like the definition. Now, it was Alfred Hitchcock is the one who came up with the definition of a MacGuffin, because he would use them. A MacGuffin is something in a movie that the characters care about, but you don't. All right, so there is an early definition of the MacGuffin. And where did the name come from? Well, Hitchcock would tell a joke. A guy is on a train in Europe or in England. Another guy comes on the train with a weirdly shaped package. The guy asks him, what's in the box? He says, it's a MacGuffin. Well, what's a MacGuffin? Oh, a MacGuffin is used to hunt lions in the Scottish Highland. Well, there are no lions in the Scottish Highlands. Then that's not a MacGuffin. What? And it's a nonsensical joke, because a MacGuffin is a nonsensical thing. It doesn't have to really make sense. The MacGuffin only exists in a film or any kind of story to get the plot moving. The most common plot thread related to a MacGuffin can be summed up. How many movies have you seen where this is the plot of the movie? Hurry up, everyone. We have to get X before they do. Right? That there's so many movies that is the plot, where you have the good guys and the bad guys. We have to find, insert the blank, before they do, or else the world is going to end, or we're going to lose this priceless treasure or artifact, will be lost forever, And so, you know, that's where it goes. And then when you're at the end of the movie, so it's something the characters all worry about and they're trying to get, but you could give a riff. You don't even remember what it is. A good sign that a movie had a MacGuffin in it is when the movie is done and you're talking about the movie, you can't remember what everybody was after. One newer example of a MacGuffin that I think is classic would be in Mission Impossible 3. Mission Impossible 3 is a great film, by the way, because it helped to redeem all of the bad stuff in Mission Impossible 2. Mission Impossible is an awesome movie. I remember seeing it when I was 11 years old, and it still holds up. It's an awesome film. Mission Impossible 2 was a giant disappointment. Mission Impossible 3 saved the Mission Impossible franchise. So a lot of great elements in there. But what is Mission Impossible 3 about? It's about Tom Cruise is trying to find this bioweapon called the Rabbit's Foot. And he has to find it to rescue his wife, fiance. I can't remember her relationship to him in the movie. But his loved one gets kidnapped by this terrorist. He's got to go get the Rabbit's Foot for him. And if he doesn't get it, his loved one is going to be killed. And people in the movie don't even really say, like, what is Rabbit's Foot? It's doomsday, man. It's just like the plagues. It'd be awful. How? They don't tell you. What would it do? Is it a respiratory virus? Is it turn you into zombies? Like, what is it? And the answer is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All you know is the Rabbit's Foot is a bad thing. Tom Cruise has to find it before they do. Or he has to find it, but not give it to the bad guys and somehow save his kidnapped loved one. I'll call him his wife. But it's another sign of a MacGuffin is that it is interchangeable and it's irrelevant to the majority of the plot. Because you could swap out the Rabbit's Foot. It could be nuclear codes. It could be a list of spies. You could have put anything in there and Mission Impossible 3 would be the same. And it's similar to a lot of other movies that use MacGuffins. Even if you remember what they were looking for, the item is just there to get the plot going. And it could have been changed with almost anything else. Raiders of the Lost Ark or the Holy Grail any of the Indiana Jones films, the stuff you're looking for, it could be any other kind of artifact. It doesn't really change anything because the artifact doesn't do anything in the movie until the very end. Like when the Ark melts the Nazis' faces or the Holy Grail turns the guy into a skeleton, which is probably the coolest death in the Indiana Jones series, in my opinion. Another example of famous MacGuffins is the Maltese Falcon based on the novel. You probably heard of the film with Humphrey Bogart. Little bogey. Everybody's after this falcon. It's a little statue of a falcon, black. Underneath it, it's got priceless jewels and stuff under this black coating. And everyone's trying to find the Maltese Falcon, but it could have been anything. It could be anything. We got to find it before they do. Classic MacGuffin. Early example of MacGuffin also is the movie Psycho. So the movie Psycho is one of the most amazing suspense thriller. I wouldn't call it horror. I call it suspense or thriller. Maybe it's horror. It was pretty scary back then for people. Where the main character, here's what's funny. I remember it was Norman Bates. I want to say it was like Maria Crane, maybe? Come on. I can do this. Psycho, main characters. The lady in Psycho, her name, Marion Crane. Okay, Marion Crane, played by Janet Leigh. Okay, I wasn't too bad at that. And she checks in at the Bates Motel. She's just robbed $40,000 from her employer or embezzled it, something like that. And she's trying to get away with the money. So she stops at the Bates Motel. And so a lot of people watching the film would have thought, oh, there's going to be something big and climactic. And at the end of the movie, Janet Leigh's character, Marion Crane, she's either going to ride off into the sunset with the money or she's going to get her comeuppance. Spoiler alert for Psycho. It's been 62 years. If you haven't seen it, just, my goodness, you need to become a film connoisseur, okay? So, 62 years ago. You think she's either going to get away with the money or she's going to get arrested and the money will be returned. So, Hitchcock throws everybody for a loop that halfway through the film, she ends up being murdered in the infamous shower scene, you think by Norman Bates's mother. Mother, my son wouldn't hurt a fly. I won't. Okay. Come on, you got to know the twist for Psycho. If you don't, you know, watch the movie. You'll be entertained, okay? So, going back here with that. She gets killed halfway through, and viewers are like, well, wait, she was the main character. What's going on here? And you're totally thrown for a loop on this. The rug's been pulled out from underneath you. So in any case, the $40,000, the MacGuffin, the thing that got the whole plot moving and going, it ends up being thrown in her car Bates doesn't even take the money or do anything with it. The car gets dumped into a lake by the Bates Motel. And then that's the end of it. The money doesn't matter anymore. It was a MacGuffin. It was just meant to get the plot going, not to have it to continue. And then the car is pulled out of the lake at the end of the movie. But it wasn't that important. So it's a MacGuffin. Other famous examples of MacGuffins include the Declaration of Independence in the movie National Treasure, The Heart of Tahiti in Moana. These are things the characters care about, and you really don't, but they're there just to get the plot rolling and moving forward. One I think is probably the most classic example in recent years of a MacGuffin would be The Heart of the Ocean. The Heart of the Ocean in the movie Titanic, right? Because if I asked you, what is the movie Titanic about? You're probably going to say, oh, it's about these star-crossed lovers, Jack and Rose, and they're on this ship. Well, yeah, but actually, the movie is about a crew that is in the modern age, in the present day, sending submersibles down to the Titanic to find a lost treasured artifact, the Heart of the Ocean, this really big, expensive diamond. So they find a survivor from the Titanic who knew about it, who is drawn in a picture of it to tell them. And then she tells them the whole story about everything that happens. And then she throws the Heart of the Ocean into the ocean at the end of the movie because Jack, I think there's an SNL skit where all the characters like shake her later and yell at her for like throwing the Heart of the Ocean in there when they've been spending their lives trying to find this thing. But Jack! So the Heart of the Ocean, it is a MacGuffin. We need to find the Heart of the Ocean. It exists to get the story going and explained. But I mean, you could have had the movie Titanic without that B plot. It could have just opened with Titanic and you see the characters getting on and they have this love. And then partway through the film, Jack is framed for stealing the Heart of the Ocean. But it would have been a minor prop piece. Instead, in the way that the movie is told, the Heart of the Ocean becomes the MacGuffin we're all looking for. But in the end of the story, it doesn't matter. Like the movie starts, we got to find the Heart of the Ocean. Let's get this woman. She's a survivor. She'll know where it is. And we think, oh, the movie's about finding the Heart of the Ocean. No, the movie is about the friends we made along the way. The thing with Titanic, by the way, that always gets me is that the old lady dies at the end. Don't mean to be offensive, but I don't remember her name. The distinguished lady, she dies at the end, right? And then it's either a dream or heaven. It's heavily implied that it's heaven, that she ends up on the Titanic and everyone applauds and it's like she's gone to heaven and Jack is there waiting for her, Leonardo DiCaprio, and sticks his hand out, you know, to greet her, to welcome her to heaven. And heaven is the Titanic, but it's not sinking, okay? But the thing is, at the end of the movie, we see she survived the Titanic sinking. And she goes and she has a family. She gets married. She goes on all these adventures. She gets married, has kids and grandkids because they are the ones who contact her to try to find the Heart of the Ocean. But if I was her husband and I'm in heaven and she gets there, I'm in heaven. I can't believe Jack is here. I would be like, what? What? When you get to heaven, the person you're happy to see is this guy you hooked up with on a boat 70 years ago? We were married for 50 years. So somebody's got him. I'm sure somebody's made a parody or a comedy sketch based on this. Oh, by the way, a MacGuffin does not have to be an object. Usually it is some kind of an object everyone's hunting after or trying to get, but it doesn't necessarily have to be an object. It can also be a person that everyone is trying to get that is moving the plot forward that the characters care about, but we don't. By the way, George Lucas, he said that Hitchcock was wrong, that the audience should care about the MacGuffin as much as the characters. And so in that sense, you might feel like, oh, I really want Indy to get the Ark of the Covenant. And so Lucas cared a lot about that. And that brings us to a famous MacGuffin that is technically a person or a character, and that would be R2-D2, all right? So R2-D2, what is Star Wars about? What gets the plot in motion? We have to get the Death Star plans to the Rebel Alliance. And the plans are hidden in R2-D2. So R2-D2, the droid, and the Death Star plans are basically the same thing. So the MacGuffin is, we got to get to R2-D2 before they do. So really, R2 is the MacGuffin. The plans are there. And then they're what motivate the conflict, bring all the characters together, and then you forget about them by the end because now you're trying to destroy the space station itself. So R2-D2 is the MacGuffin, the thing to get the story moving and unite all of the characters. So that'd be an example of a MacGuffin that's a person. Two other examples of films that use a person as a MacGuffin would be Doug from the movie The Hangover. So The Hangover is about a group of guys who go to Vegas for a bachelor party, And then they end up becoming so inebriated, they pass out, wake up the next morning, they can't find their friend Doug. He's missing. They got to get him back to the wedding on time. So there is, we got to find Doug, not before they do. Well, that changes a little bit up later in the film. We got to find Doug before the wedding happens or we're going to be in big trouble. So here, what is moving the story forward is they have to navigate through clues to figure out, well, what happened in that very inebriated night? Where did Doug end up? So Doug is the MacGuffin. We don't really know much about Doug's character. He's just defined as he's the normal guy. The other three are wacky guys. He is the normal one. He is the straight man who's getting married, taken to a bachelor party, and then he ends up going missing. So he's the MacGuffin and the straight man. So you don't really care that much about him because he's not super funny. He's just the normal guy. And he goes missing. And so you're not heartbroken that he's gone. But the characters are really upset and they want to go find him. So he would, Doug from The Hangover, be an example of a MacGuffin that is a person. Another example of a person that's a MacGuffin would be Private Ryan in the movie Saving Private Ryan. So Saving Private Ryan with Tom Hanks is about a group of soldiers in World War II who have been sent behind enemy lines to rescue Private Ryan, whose brothers were killed in combat to prevent his mother from losing all of her sons in war. And so they're sent to go and find him. And it's very, very important to them. They find Ryan and get him out alive because they've already sacrificed so much to get him. And do we care? Not really. We don't really care about Private Ryan. We care more about the journey they go on to explore the horrors and the heroism of World War II. Ryan is just a vehicle to get us there. You could have just changed the plot, and it's just we have to blow up this bunker. We have to blow up a bunker, and we're all going to go and do it, and we're going to make the sacrifice to blow up this bunker. You could have basically had the same scene, things like that. That makes him a MacGuffin in that respect. A MacGuffin can also be a secret. It can also just be something we're trying to figure out the answer to. So you go back to Citizen Kane with Orson Welles. You know, this has been called, it's always hard, people watch it, it's like, the greatest film of all time, Citizen Kane, 1941, starring Orson Welles. It's supposed to be the greatest film of all time. It's fine, I guess. It's interesting because it uses, very unique storytelling elements and camera angles. And the whole movie, you're trying to figure out, he says Rosebud, at his death. What does Rosebud mean? And spoiler alert, it's been 80 years. It's his sled. It's his sled as a kid. There you go. But it's still worth it. I did a film class. My associate's degree is in film and television production. My first 2 years of college was film TV production. My favorite class was a history of cinema. Every day we would go in and we would watch a movie in class and then talk about it at the end. An amazing class to take part in. An easy thing to do in a hot Phoenix summer, to sit in a cold, nice auditorium, actually, to watch the movies and then to talk about them. All right, what else? Oh, so the Rosebud. Actually, this next one is a combination of a secret and a object. All right, so in Pulp Fiction, you have Samuel L. Jackson and John Travolta, Jules Winfield and Vincent Vega. They are two contract killers sent out by their boss, Marcellus Wallace, played by Ving Rhames, and they got to go and get Wallace's suitcase. And so Pulp Fiction is a bunch of different short stories and films all interwoven together. They're sent out on the way. They end up killing people, both purposefully and accidentally. And all the different things line up together. I mean, it's a classic film, obviously. And they get the suitcase, and we never know why they have to get the suitcase. They just have to get it. And we know there's something very special about it, because when the suitcase is opened up, the characters are lit by a warm orange glow. What was in the suitcase? Well, in the movie, there's just an orange light bulb. There's nothing actually inside of it. The movie never tells us what is inside of the suitcase, because that doesn't matter. It just matters we have the suitcase, they got to go. We got to find it before they do. And so a common fan theory is that it is actually Marcellus Wallace's soul. Some people said that it's gold, like that's the glowing gold. Though, I mean, if you're taking the suitcase around, a suitcase full of that much gold would weigh a ton. That it's his soul that's in the suitcase. But in the end, it does not matter. What matters is the story that is being told. So, alrighty, I think we've covered all that. So those are MacGuffins. They are not McMuffins, unless there is a magic McMuffin. It was the first McMuffin ever made, and it's been doused in sealant to protect it. and it's worth millions of dollars, and we've got to find it before they do so we can have the McMuffin, and we'll be rich with the first McMuffin ever made, the McMuffin McGuffin. Trent, you got to give it a rest. yeah, I know. Thank you guys so much. I hope this was helpful. Enjoy the weekend. Watch a movie. And if you do watch it, try to notice if there is a MacGuffin in it. Thank you guys. Have a great weekend.
If you liked today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit TrentHornPodcast.com.